Greetings, friends. Peace be upon you, and welcome back to the broadcast. Today we are starting our week like we have started so many weeks over the years, and that is seeking wisdom and encouragement from the Psalms and from the Proverbs. I think you'll find today's Psalm very encouraging. Psalm 18, one of the longest Psalms in the Scriptures, 50 verses. And for a psalm, that's really, really long. It's a psalm of David. It's a psalm of hope. It's a psalm about knowing and believing that God will come to the aid of his people. That he will deliver us from our enemies. And in a world that's growing more and more hostile towards the people of God, more and more hostile towards righteousness, who have embraced every foul bird, who have embraced every forward, perverse thing. We could use encouragement. Psalm 18, you will find to be that encouragement, I think. Let me just tell you what many King James Bibles will have, like a little title for Psalm 18, which says, "To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul." So we're going to be looking at Psalm 18, 50 verses today, and then we'll look at Proverbs 21. Probably not a lot of commentary, if any, from me. I really just want to read these 50 verses. So open up your hearts, and let's see what the Word of God has to say to you this morning. Psalm 18, King James Bible. Let's begin. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of the ungodly men make me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple. And my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundations also of hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and a fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was under his feet. He rode upon a cherub, and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness there was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightning and discomfited them. Then the channels of water were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, and he took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and I have not wickedly departed from my God. For all this judgment were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God I have leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon high places. He teaches my hands to what? So that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Thou hast also given me a shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holdeth me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that were not able to rise, they are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength, and to the battle thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from striving of people. Thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. And let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avenges me and subdueth the people under me. He delivered me from my enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. And that, my friends, is Psalm 18. And I hope that you caught on to kind of like the prophetic utterances that seem to be speaking from what I would say would be the perspective of Messiah at the coming and the judgment. It says that, well, the first thing we have to remember is that Messiah is coming back as king. He's going to make war with his enemies, right? I've wounded them that were not able to rise. They are fallen under me from my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rise up against me. Thou hast given me the necks of my enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. You see, when the day comes, and it may be upon us very soon, there'll be no more time to cry, to repent, to change direction. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. I pray that you've been blessed by this psalm this morning, that it gives you strength, that it encourages you. Do not be afraid of the things to come. God's people need not be afraid. The world, however, the world does need to be afraid of what's to come. Those who have lived ungodly, who have mocked God and God's people, who shake their fist towards the heavens, they should be afraid. Let's end with some wisdom. 31 verses of wisdom from Proverbs chapter 21. Let's see what it has to say. King James Bible, let's begin. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Please note, to actually do what's right, God values that, loving your neighbor, executing justice, loving your neighbor as yourself, loving God above all things. He looks at that far more than he does any religious act you can do. Verse 4. A high look and a proud heart. The plowing of the wicked is sin. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to pleasantness, but everyone that is hasty only to want. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them because they refuse to do judgment. My friends, this is describing the very people that rule the world right now. They have become rich through theft and extortion and manipulation. Their reward is the pits of hell. Let's continue. The way of a man is froward and strange, but as for the pure, his work is right. It is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. The soul of the wicked desireth evil. His neighbor find no favor in his eyes. When the scorner is punished, the simple is made wise, and when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. The righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked, but God overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. Hmm. that's convicting to us. You ignore the poor, ignore those in need who cry out to you. The same shall be for you. A gift in secret pacifieth anger, and a reward in the bosom strong wrath. It is a joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man, and he that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the transgressor for the upright. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. Please note, Solomon's not bashful about this. He's made this point twice. He's warning that you're better off alone in solitude than to be with a woman who's always wanting to fight, who's always wanting to argue. And really, this is true about anyone, right? I mean, if you have a spouse who just they just want to fight constantly. Everything's a battle. Everything's a debate. But here he's specifically talking about women, which may be offensive to some, but it's the word of God, so sorry. But Solomon's saying it's better to be in a corner of your house, kind of hidden away, than with a brawling woman. It is better to dwell in the wilderness, out in the middle of nowhere, right? Than with a contentious and angry woman. Verse 20. There is a treasure to be desired, and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. Let me read that again. Let it sink into your heart. Your actions matter. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy. So, following after righteousness, that's very simple. Obeying God. Showing mercy. Acting like God. In that he shows us mercy. Doing those things, you will find life, righteousness, and honor. Verse 22, a wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Again, I don't think we ever get through a single proverb where Solomon doesn't say, hey, if you keep your mouth shut, you'll save yourself a lot of pain. Verse 24, proud and haughty, scorner is his name, who dealeth in proud wrath. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. He coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination, how much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind. A false witness shall perish, but the man that heareth speaketh constantly. A wicked man hardeneth his face, but as for the upright, he directeth his way. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. You see, we can collect all the provisions we want. We can get all the little things that and get your little bunker built and fill it with beans and bullets. But the reality is, true safety is found in real faith and confidence in God. And his protection is far beyond any worldly thing or provisions that you can have. He is your protector. He is your strong tower and your deliverer in the time of trouble. My friends, I pray that you've been blessed this morning and strengthened through the word of God. It's been my great pleasure to do this work all these years, to get up on Monday mornings and offer wisdom, offer encouragement that can only be found in the truth of God's word. Thank you for praying for me and my family. Thank you to those of you who've been willing to support me and support this work. Peace and grace be with all of you. And until next time, God bless.